Warning, the following podcast contains adult language and childish comedy. Listener discretion is advised. And now, please adjust your headphone volume to an unreasonable level and enjoy the most dynamic and electrifyingly entertaining podcast ever to conquer cyberspace.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the most powerful podcast ever created, the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast starring Dags and Rez. Get ready, we have another powerful episode. And now, across this powerful oaken desk is DJ Micah Rez.
Hello, Dags. Hello, amazing friends. And once again, I must remind you, it's 2023 Programmer of the Year.
Yes. You know what I just realized?
That you forgot to say that it was Programmer of the Year again?
No.
Oh.
I figured you would because you always say it.
Oh, sure.
I never say my name. I never announce it.
Oh. Well, what
is it just because it's just a given kind of thing? It's just assumed. It's
powerful.
It is quite powerful.
Yeah. That's why you don't say it very often.
No. And apparently my phone's not powerful. Today's beverage, I am trying out Arizona Tea's Cherry Lime Ricky.
Cherry lime Ricky. What fruit is the Ricky fruit? And does it come from the tree? A tree or from
I'm gonna
the
read
ground?
The description.
Okay.
By the way, welcome back, fans, friends.
Been a little while.
Amazing friends, flock of friends, whatever they're called.
A murder of friends.
Yes. Are you following us on X at Amazing Pop Pod?
You should.
You should. Did you see my powerful Have you been following the posts?
Yeah. Well, which one? You've had so many powerful posts.
I know. What was your favorite?
My favorite ones are when you do the grids.
Yes.
I like the grids.
Yes.
I liked your Kevin Smith one earlier today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. I did.
You know what movie that is?
That's Summer School.
Oh, my God. Very good. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Follow us.
Kirstie Alley's in that movie.
Yes. God rest her soul.
Right.
Follow us at X. At Amazing Pop Pod. Now, Micah DJ Rez, a powerfully powerful post of mine is, what is your favorite TV car? And I want to get into that with you. Oh, by the way, we're going to also talk about Roadhouse. Not the 80s, the new one, 2024.
Yes.
Amazon Prime, correct?
Absolutely correct.
All right. What is...
We're not going to talk about Arizona Tea anymore?
Oh, I'm sorry. See ya.
See what you do?
Yes.
You digress.
I do. More caffeine. Okay. Back to the tea. The description is, the original Brooklyn beverage is slightly carbonated with a well-balanced mix of sour and tart from lime, plus a sweet taste of cherry. This refreshing drink is bringing a whole new vibe to an old-fashioned favorite.
I wonder what the vibe is.
Well, we're going to find out. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. All right. Deggs is grabbing the can and... Powerful.
Let me see what it smells like.
Okay.
Smells like teen spirit. Here we go. Whoa, that's pretty good.
Is it?
Yes.
So it's cherry and lime.
It's sour, it's tart, it's sweet.
Like
much
me.
I was just going to say much like you. It's pretty good.
Huh. It just doesn't, the can doesn't look like.
You don't like it?
It just, the artwork on the can to me makes it look like it's going to taste like poop.
Why would you say that?
I'm just going by the artwork. I'm an artwork
guy. Why would you say it looks like poop, though?
Well, it said tastes like poop. The artwork, it just,
You don't enjoy the artwork.
No, it doesn't make it look like it's going to be very good tasting. But you're telling me that it is, so I have to believe you.
It's weird. It may be acquired taste.
What stands out more, the cherry or the lime or the Ricky?
Yes, it's heavy on the Ricky.
Is it?
It's, let me try it one more time and we'll see what starts out here.
Okay. Taking some powerful pulls off of that can.
It goes lime first, then cherry, then Ricky.
I would have thought it would have gone cherry, lime, then Ricky.
Yes.
Because cherry is more tart.
It is. But lime's pretty tart.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I just thought it would have gone the other way, but. Who am I to say?
Who are you? Yeah. You're a DJ Mike Arez, 2023 Programmer of the Year.
What are they getting for a can that size now? It used to be 99 cents.
Plus tax.
Yeah. So it was like $1.07.
It's still pretty cheap.
Is it like $1.25 now?
I don't know. Great state of Minnesota. One of the most highly taxed states.
Not like Taxachusetts, though.
No. Is that the number one?
It was when The Simpsons made that joke.
Yes. They predict the future. Mike or DJ Rez, mm-hmm. Your favorite, the coolest TV car.
Kit.
Yeah, there you go.
Has to be Kit. Everyone's favorite is Kit.
Yes.
Has there been a cooler car besides the A-Team's van?
Yes, that's right up there, too.
That's up there. The DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yeah, I said TV, but I was... It's pretty open. Whatever.
Yeah. What else is there? The helicopter from Airwolf?
That's cool.
That's a vehicle.
It's a vehicle. Air vehicle.
Yeah.
Dragula from the Munsters.
Oh, yeah. The Batmobile. I mean, that was a TV show, so that fits.
Yeah. That one's awesome.
Yep. 1950s Batmobile. Give me the Adam West Batmobile. That's like the OG.
1966, I believe, right? That one, original Batman.
Yeah.
I think I said
50s, but
yeah, it's close enough. That?
Yeah, it's close enough.
Close enough. A micro DJ Rez.
Ooh, the Black Stallion.
Yes.
It's a good vehicle. Rin Tin Tin.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Brady Bunch, their wagon, their grocery hauler.
He's sitting the way, way back.
What was your original car as a kid? Do you remember? What's the old, when you're thinking back, which, like, what was dad's first car you remember?
The first car I remember is a station wagon, like the big station wagon. Yeah, we had one of those.
Did you have the faux wood paneling, the Country Squire?
It was blue.
Wow.
Blue and the faux wood paneling, of course, was at the bottom. And then,
yes.
He was in a car accident and got rear ended and towed the car. And then, he just had a multitude of cars. My dad actually did have a Chevy Nova at one point. It's like the family Chevy Nova because it was his sister's, and then it was ours, and then it was my uncle's, and then my other uncle's.
That happened to me, too.
Yeah.
1974 Chevy Nova.
This was a 79.
Green.
It was orange.
Yes.
It was so cool that the passenger door wouldn't shut anymore, so we just put a bungee cord on
That's sweet.
And when we do a turn, we'd have to hold on to the bungee cord so the door wouldn't fly open and his kids wouldn't fly out.
Mine got so bad when you'd like turn the corner, the horn would just honk.
What kind of?
The shocks went out. It was just.
Oh, that's awesome. I got to turn. Here comes the horn. Yeah,
kids nowadays, they don't know what, you know, it's the cash for clunkers ruined it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You used to be able to get a car, a couple grand.
Right, yeah.
It would last you a while.
Not even that. My very first car that I owned.
I'm being generous with a couple grand. Like $500.
For $800, I bought my first car. It was a 79 Dodge Omni.
Yes, the
and
Omni.
We got that at when you could buy it. The car lot that used to be off of Highway 61 that you could own. I think it was called owner to owner. So you would just, some person would pay $100 to put their car on this lot, and then you would go look at it, and then you would contact the owner directly. No salespeople involved. That was an awesome car.
They had what were the different ones? They had the Lynx and the Omni, and they're all versions.
The Horizon.
Yeah, the Horizon. They're all little hatchbacks.
Yeah, the Plymouth Horizon and the Dodge Omni were the same car, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tan with the faux wood panel.
Yeah. Mercury Tracer, I believe, and there was a lot of sweet cars.
Yeah, that was an awesome car. It had a little 2x3-inch speaker in the dashboard.
You didn't care, though.
My dad put some 6x9s in the back for me. That was awesome.
I remember you talking about that,
Yeah, it was so sweet.
Car audio was cool, because there was real shitty stuff like Krako and Spark-O-Matic, and then if you got better, you'd get the Clarion or Alpine.
Mm-hmm. And you had the removable face.
Well, do you remember when they had the whole deck would pull out?
I remember that. Yeah. So no one would steal your radio.
Yes. Yeah, that was a real deal. I mean, I had my subwoofer box ripped off in the back.
Really?
Yeah. I had a big, huge box with a couple JL audio in there. That really pissed me off. And that was in a so-called secure parking garage. Hmm. They just still busted in.
Wow. Real secure.
Yeah.
Did you pay extra for that secure parking garage?
Of course you did. Of course you did.
It took them 10 minutes to break in instead of 5. That's what made it secure.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You know, it's actually better now. They always talk about it just to leave. Like in San Francisco, everyone's busting in. It's better just to leave the freaking doors open. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just stay, you know, take it.
Yeah. There's no damage then.
Yeah. Have you ever had cars broken into?
Yes, but there was, I shouldn't say it was broken into. It was my fault. I've left the door unlocked and come out and like the glove compartment.
Yeah, they went through everything. Yeah.
Went through and all my change was stolen.
Yeah.
I did lock my car, my keys in my car once at the Apple River, and I had to break in myself. And of course, I picked the small window in the back passenger, the most expensive window to
replace. Did you put the cool garbage bag and duct tape on there?
I did.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And the thing I used to break it was we didn't have anything else, but my buddy had an old brake rotor in the back of his car for some reason.
Of course.
And so we used that to go through it. I tried. I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to smash my own window. It was the dumbest thing. But then he just like grabs and goes, just do it.
Just do it.
Bam. Breaks it. And I was like, okay, I guess we're in.
It's like some Terminator movie. Just push.
Yeah, right. I could have used Arnold to do that.
Yes.
Just like smash it with the side of his fist.
I'm trying to get in here. There's a bomb in there.
And then they could hotwire it like he did in Twins.
Yeah.
That big freaking boat.
So Mike or DJ Rez, let's get into it.
Okay.
What movie are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Roadhouse.
Oh, Roadhouse?
Yes.
Oh, I watched Road Me House with Patrick Sleazy. Was that not the right one?
Romancing the Bone, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Mike or DJ Rez, what are your thoughts on the original Roadhouse?
It's a classic. It's a cult favorite. It's one of my favorite Patrick Swayze movies. I put it up there with Next of Kin.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. And yeah,
Why do you like it?
It was one of the first action movies I ever watched back then. And it was Patrick Swayze. He was the man's man action star.
And the ladies like him too.
The ladies tended to like him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think of someone like Arnold, I'm guessing the ladies really didn't like him.
No, Stallone.
Stallone was a little more pretty.
He was a little more pretty, but yeah, you didn't have women throwing themselves at him. Swayze was different because he had the mullet.
He could do both.
Yeah, and he could dance.
Yes, if he wanted to.
Yeah, he could do...
Can't put him in a corner, though.
No. He hates that.
Yes.
Nobody puts Swayze in the corner.
He's a good surfer.
He's a good surfer, yep. He was a good older brother.
Pottery. He was good at pottery.
Yeah, there's a lot of things he could do. When he died, he didn't really die.
No.
He was always there.
Do you consider Ghost a chick flick?
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
But dudes could like it, too. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, because of Swayze.
Do you think that's what it is?
It's what it is.
All right.
As I said, he's a man's man.
Yeah.
It's okay to be physically attracted to Patrick Swayze at any gender.
That's cool that you're open about that.
Yes.
Yes. You enjoy the Swayze.
You can't get lazy when it comes to Patrick Swayze.
No, you can't.
I'm putting that in. That's my next tattoo.
He had a sweet car in Roadhouse, too.
And he was a badass in Outsiders.
Yes.
Everything he did was badass.
Yes. God took him too short? Or
too soon.
Too soon, that's it. Yep.
Only the good die young.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Yes.
I was going to say they, but that's me. I say it.
Yes, only the good die young.
Yeah, you guys can use that.
That's why you're going to live to 100, Mike or DJ Rez.
I know it. It's awesome.
Now, the new Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. Set us up. What is it about?
Dalton. Yes. We have Elmer Dalton or whatever. Elroy Dalton. Played by Jake Gyllenhaal. And in this version, he's an ex-UFC fighter who had an accident in the ring. Octagon, I should say. And now he's kind of a nomad. He's homeless. He lives in his car. His life is all about fighting for money now. Not a boxer, but like underground fight clubs. And then he gets hired to be a bouncer, just like in the original. Goes to a roadhouse, hence the name of the bar. And he's there to be the cleaner, so to speak, to be turning a place around because, you know, there's bad clientele coming in.
Yes.
Just like the original. He goes in there and he cleans house, meets a doctor, kind of falls in love with the doctor. There's a guy, evil man, who's trying to take all the real estate for himself, the good real estate, because his dad helped build the little town of Crystal Key or whatever they call it.
One of the keys. Yes.
We're assuming Florida. And yeah, and then all of a sudden Conor McGregor shows up. They should not have made it.
Maybe it should have been a straight comedy.
Something. It did not.
All right, first I'm going to start out post Malone.
I know. Well, more like pre Malone. He's like in the first 2 minutes.
Post Malone.
They make him look like a badass, and then they make him look like a wuss, all at the same time. I don't get it. They could have had anybody play that part. Why him?
Yes.
It was a waste of talent. Yeah,
so Jake Gyllenhaal is driving, and he just decides to end it all on the train track.
Yes.
And then goes, everything's cool. I changed my mind.
Right, yeah.
At least Mel Gibson, you know, they made it believable.
Yeah, he decides he does not want to end it all and tries to start his car, and weird, it doesn't start.
Yes.
And then the train hits the back end of his car. He seems to be fine.
Well, what would have been cool is if, like, aliens, like, bright lights, like, he got abducted in the car.
Oh, yeah, turn it into
Fire in the Sky or something.
Yeah.
Where his car doesn't start.
The worst part about that scene was prior to him parking on the train track was that there just happened to be a boxing match on the radio.
Yes.
When was the last time you've heard a boxing match on the radio? It's like, ooh, how convenient. That's movies about fighting and there's a boxing match on the radio.
And then we have the bookstore. What was that even about?
That's a good question. Maybe to show that there's good people on this island or this key.
And then that he's actually... There's more to him than just a fighter.
Yeah, because those two characters they added nothing.
No.
Nothing to the story.
Well, did you even see Ghostbusters yet?
Not the new one.
Okay.
No, not the most recent one.
But you saw the one before. It's all about kids now. They always have to add kids into movies.
Right, yeah.
What is it, because of Stranger Things or what?
I would imagine so, but this didn't even have a Stranger Things thing. You know what I mean? It was just... Hey, let's just throw a random dude and his daughter who own a bookstore in this story for some reason.
And then he gets stabbed in the gut. And it's like no big deal. Like, what is he, Deadpool?
I would say more Wolverine.
Yes.
His healing factor was really high.
Yeah, but I mean, like Deadpool, like just make it a comedy. Like, what is that? Oh, I just happen to have it stuck in the side of me.
Yeah, no major organs were affected. No.
And then at first I thought, does he have like body armor on? Like he was going to show, you know, in the movies where someone gets shot and you think they're dead and it turns out they got body armor on.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe he had a stab vest because he knew it was a really shitty,
part of town, I mean? Yeah.
But no, he just had a giant sweatshirt on. Giant knife go into him and he's fine.
Not once in this movie either.
No.
It's the same spot too.
Yes.
When it happens again. But yeah, that.
I thought maybe he could like do Rambo and like, you know, crack open a shotgun shell or something, pour the black powder and then light it. Yeah, and cauterize his wound.
And then sew himself up with his survival.
Yes.
Knife. Yeah, that was would have been pretty awesome.
And then they had the day fights. I mean, this is like a beach. It's like cocktail, but then they just get into these fights.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. I mean, people, you know, people day drink, but the fights usually happen at night.
Yeah.
And then you get into the worst gang when they went in there, the dude with he's just snapping the pool cues. Oh my God, was that lame. It was like some shitty Hallmark movie, you know, like if they had a really bad Hallmark movie, that's what the gang would be like.
Right.
And then,
but you know, that one guy whose arm is broken, he's the only comic relief in the movie.
Yes.
His lines are actually pretty funny.
Yeah. So he gets into a fight, kicks all their asses, and then he drives them to hospital. Come on. I mean, if you're going to go that far, make it, like I said, make it a comedy, make it camp.
Right. Or make them his buddies now all of a sudden.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. He's going to drive them to the hospital.
Yeah. And they hired two of the biggest wussies on the key to be the other two bouncers.
Oh, yeah. And then he had the weird, wimpy bouncer kid that like had no business being there.
Yeah. He was a terrible bartender, though. Yeah, I know we're going to keep saying the worst thing about it because there was a lot of worse things about this movie.
But yeah, it was just so shitty. And it's like, you either go all the way, make it some gritty thing, or, and Jake Gyllenhaal sucks in the movie. I didn't like him.
No.
Because if he's a fighter, you know, fighters are usually cocky. At least, you know, Knox, Conor McGregor, that's what you assume, you know, a UFC fighter is going to be. They're going to be nuts.
Yeah.
And that dude, I love it. He doesn't even have brakes. He just rams into things.
The tree.
Yes.
Where did he get the freaking student driver car?
No, I know. It was awesome.
And he's got like 19 coconuts he's been drinking. He'd have the shits.
Yes.
If he really had that many coconuts.
And then he just had the shit eating grin on his face the whole time. And then I had his naked ass.
Yeah.
It's like, good God.
Yeah, but he works out. It was a nice
hopefully
ass.
It was. Wait a minute. So you liked his ass. You like Patrick Swayze.
We're learning a lot about the programmer of the year.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
God bless you.
He played such a weird caricature of himself. And he doesn't know how to walk.
I mean, that's funny, but it's like, I don't know, were they playing it to be funny? Was he supposed to be evil? I mean, it was dumb.
It was super dumb. In fact,
I'd like to start over. I'd like to see Conor McGregor be Dalton. I think that would be way cooler. It'd be like, let's say you're going to redo the movie, which there's no reason to redo it.
Right.
You know, what are you going to redo, First Blood or something? You know what I mean? These classic movies, don't touch them.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do that, I would take Conor McGregor and put him in an Irish pub. Because that would be cool, because who knows anything about Irish pubs, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that'd be cool. It'd be, you know, like everyone loves, like, and have, what's his name, directed?
Guy Ritchie?
Yes, exactly. So it's a Guy Ritchie movie with Conor McGregor in, like, a pub.
And they use the word bloke a lot.
Yeah, flats, and they...
Seriously. You know, that would work. I think I would have rather have seen...
No, can you imagine that? And then you have the comedy, you know, you have the... comic relief of all the different characters that would be
the different accents.
Yes.
Yeah. They could be speaking Gaelic.
Yeah. And then you have the, you have those, the pikers and, you know, they'd be the troublemakers in the bar, whatever, you know?
Yeah. You could have like the soccer hooligans come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who needs a gang, motorcycle gang? Like, is that your soccer ball out there, boy?
Yeah. You know, like tags.
Yeah. You know what? I'm into that. Yes. We're going to do Roadhouse Bloke.
I'm an ideas man.
They should have came to you with
yes,
ideas.
They should have. I've seen a thing or two.
One of the other things that bugged me, the fight scenes were CGI.
Oh my God. They're horrible, dude. They're
all
like,
of the fights. They were CGI. Even the boat that fell off the ceiling.
They were like green screen CGI. Horrible.
Yeah. How did those guys end up on the boat hanging from the ceiling anyway? Because all of a sudden there's guys fighting on like a canoe hanging from the ceiling and then it falls and it's CGI and it looked like shit. Scenes look like shit. The boat scene, that was CGI, that looked like shit.
There was no hot chicks in there. You got to have hot chicks.
There was no singer, no blind singer.
Yeah, exactly. They had that.
Different bands every time.
They should have had, what band would you have in there?
Blink 182.
Okay, there you go. Blink 182.
311. But they can't play themselves. They have to play different
bands. Oh, they'd be a different band.
Yeah. Like, you know, in the original, they had the one band playing every time they did the bar scene. This one, they had a different band every time, and then they only had chicken wire protecting them.
Yes.
And then in the scene when Conor McGregor comes in to cause the trouble, and he puts the golf club through the chicken wire, and then he tears it open. And then in the next cut scene, it's fine. There's no hole in it. And then you see in the background while they're fighting, there's no chicken wire up.
Oh, my God.
And then they cut scene again, and the chicken wire's back up. So they couldn't even keep that continuity. That was horrible. And then the real estate kid, the bratty rich kid.
Yeah.
His dad calls from prison, but when he calls him on his phone, it comes up dad. That's not how that works when you call from prison.
No.
It's like, that was dumb. And when he calls Conor McGregor knows who it is because his name comes up on his phone like that, too. It's like, you're calling from prison.
Yes.
That's not how that works. God. It's like, yeah, it was a very frustrating movie to watch.
Do you remember Clear and Present Danger?
I remember parts of it.
So the sheriff in this roadhouse was like the main bad guy in that. It was a Tom Clancy movie with Harrison Ford.
That's the How Dare You, Sir one, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Excellent movie. Rewatch it, seriously. Okay. It's a great movie. But that guy was in there, the sheriff in this one.
Mm-hmm.
He was fucking cool. In this one, he was horrible. I don't know. It's like, is that the same guy? And that just shows you it's the script.
Yeah, it's the script and...
Well, the premise, the script, the everything.
I got to imagine they rushed it. They didn't cast the right actors. Maybe Conor McGregor was the best casting because he was able to play like almost himself as somebody who's supposed to be him. You know what I mean? He was the only one that was like, okay, we can get Conor McGregor to play this part. It won't be a big deal. But yeah, I don't know. It was just bad. The whole thing was bad. And then there was no dancing like in the original. There's no Jennifer Grey like in the original.
Yeah, I don't like the whole the Florida Keys scene too. Because when you think of rough bars,
not the Florida Keys.
No, you don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, have it some gritty thing pub in Ireland or anywhere else.
Yeah, and then they had somebody yell bar fight.
Oh yes, and then exactly. They
started fighting. Yes. Bar fight.
Yeah, it was the dumbest thing.
It is so stupid. God, it was so stupid.
It reminded me, seriously, of a TV movie. Like, it was, you know how they have the shitty sets and the lighting?
Yeah.
The bad lighting. It looked like some Hallmark.
I would say, like a Hallmark movie.
It did.
Yeah.
Like, it's all shot on a soundstage in Vancouver.
Right.
Canada. You ever see those where the streets are too clean and everything?
Yeah.
The houses are too nice. And I was looking at the credits. And the
snowflakes are just perfect.
I look at the credits and it's Vancouver.
Of course, it's Vancouver. Yeah. God. Horrible.
Did you see the mid-credits scene?
No, I did not. As soon as the movie was over, I shut it off.
Spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
Conor McGregor is alive and he escapes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Not Roadhouse 2.
Yes.
Maybe he'll become the bouncer in Ireland.
He should have it. Yes, I'm telling you. Or a leprechaun. Man. Like if he had an evil leprechaun.
What if we get the Roadhouse universe out of this? How cool would that
Ultimate
be?
Roadhouse, yes.
Oh, man. We could get like 10, 15 movies over the next 20 years.
If you had to do a Roadhouse redo, who would you put in there? I mean, who are some actors you think should be in there?
You got to get Jason Statham in there.
Exactly, yeah.
He's the badass you need in there.
Because they didn't have, what's his name?
Sam Elliott.
Yeah, they didn't have a Sam Elliott character.
No, I was depressed about that, too.
So that would have been perfect, because I know he's British or whatever, but that's close enough to Irish to me. You know what I mean? You got Conor McGregor, and then you have him as the OG.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, he'd be like the old freaking bouncer, and, oh, there's I'm not the best. There's someone better.
What if you got Reacher? To be the bouncer.
There you go.
Or Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
You could get him.
Yes.
I mean, not Jake Gyllenhaal. Please, no more Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, and he looked too ripped. Like it didn't like at least what's his name? Post Malone.
Yeah.
That was realistic, you know? Right. Because he wasn't in shape, but it was just like a tough man bar fight. That at least made sense to me, even though it's Post Malone.
You know what would have made more sense? So they can keep the Post Malone character where he kind of chicken shits out in the fight because he doesn't want to fight him because he knows who he is.
Yes.
And then when Jake Gyllenhaal goes to the key, he could say, oh, I've got a guy that I'm going to bring in with me because Post Malone was the original person the owner of the bar was going to go see. They should have brought him in. He could have been the Sam Elliott character. That probably would have worked. I mean, I don't know. Got a lot of freaking tattoos, but at least he's got facial hair. I'm trying to look up really quick, like, who is some action stars that are around now that would have played a better Jake Gyllenhaal Dalton role.
They got to bring back action stars. I don't know.
Timothy Chalamet. No.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
No.
What about Ryan Reynolds?
Who's the new Ryan Reynolds? That guy from
Gosling?
Yeah, no, not even newer than him. The guy from Top Gun.
Oh yeah,
the
asshole from Top Gun.
Yeah,
yeah, and that is Glenn Powell.
Yeah,
he would have been. Yeah, he would have been a good one.
Yes,
for sure. What about John Hamm?
John Hamm would have been.
He would have been a good
evil
guy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, that would have been
perfect. Or Ed Harris. Ed Harris would have been a good.
He's getting a little too old though. But anyway, you could have an older guy in that in that role.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just an asshole. You can put.
And they didn't have like in the the original Roadhouse. They had that awkward girl that saw him naked and got all excited. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have a character like that.
Nope. Kelly Lynch was in the original.
Yes.
Person they had replacing her playing like her character type.
No chemistry.
There's no
zero chemistry.
No, nothing. It was forced.
There's no sexiness in that.
No. Yeah, it was just bad.
No, it was like a shitty TV movie.
I wouldn't even put that on TV. It was so bad. God, it was so bad.
Yeah. I mean, like Texas Ranger, what the hell's his
Walker,
name?
Walker,
Texas Ranger. That's like a bad episode of that.
You know, if they would have been like Little House on the, Little Roadhouse on the Prairie.
Yes,
put
exactly.
Pa in there.
Yes, Pa Ingalls.
Oh.
He had to go to work because, you know, remember you'd always run out of money and you'd have to go to like Sleepy Iron Man Cato to get a job. Wasn't he a bouncer? He was a bouncer in one of those, I think.
I think so, yeah. Pa knew some badasses.
He did.
On the Prairie.
I didn't talk about his former life.
His other life?
Yes.
When he was the cooler at a bar?
Yeah. He's probably has a shit ton of kids all over in Sleepy Eye and Mankato.
Oh, Worthington.
Yes.
You know it. You know it would be funny if he was like at a bar, cleans house, and the and the guy playing the jug stops and he goes, "The name is Pa Ingalls."
Pa Ingalls.
Because you know that the bands back then in those bars had the jug. They had someone playing the jug.
Well, he would have. Pie Ingalls would have busted out the fiddle.
Yeah, the washboard.
You know when that fiddle comes out and he starts playing that, shit's going down.
The spoons.
Yes.
Oh,
Spoon
the
Man.
Spoons. That's a underrated old time instrument right there.
It is.
Spoons.
Yes.
What about ham boning?
Yes.
We should do a whole episode just on ham boning.
Human beatbox, yes.
Oh, my God.
Powerful.
Yes.
All right, Micro DJ Res, let's wrap it up. What are you giving Roadhouse 2024 film?
Out of five, what are we going to use for our five Swayzes?
Yes, five abdominal stab wounds, yes.
Oh, there we go. Out of five abdominal stab wounds, I'm giving this... one stab wound.
Wow. One stab wound.
That's all he gets. I mean, five would put him out of his misery, but in this case.
I'm giving it one fully healed stab wound.
Oh, you're giving it a fully healed stab wound.
Yeah, because she put that Band-Aid on. That's all you need. Like a day later, it's fully healed.
I'm surprised like she didn't like kiss his boo-boo. I mean, that's how bad this movie was. She could have been like, I'm going to put this Band-Aid and kiss
him. Oh, it would have been cool if she was like a zombie or a vampire.
Oh, it had to be
a vampire.
That's
what I put a spin on it, for God's sakes. Roadhouse zombies.
Roadhouse zombies versus vampires.
Yes.
Versus
that's
Abraham
something I would
Lincoln.
Watch.
That might be a new one.
Yes.
How about Winnie the Pooh,
Roadhouse
and
that.
Honey?
Yes.
And Honey could be like the stripper from down the road or something.
Honey Boo Boo, yeah.
Yeah.
How about, powerful.
Winnie the Pooh, Roadhouse, and Honey, Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie.
Bambi.
Yes.
There's a new Bambi movie coming out.
You ever see Bambi versus Godzilla?
No.
Watch that.
That's coming out soon. Yes. Just wait.
It is. Did you enjoy this episode, Mike or DJ Riz?
I enjoyed this episode. I hated the movie.
Yes. It's so unfortunate,
though. Have we hated a movie this bad before?
What was I hated? I don't know if you were you on that episode of The Quiet Place?
No, I wasn't on The Quiet Place. Oh, you know what? That one, Leave the World Behind. We hated that
Yes.
one. But I think this is worse.
Well, this one's worse because they Leave the World Behind. I mean, I wasn't expecting anything. Right. But at least this, do some throwbacks or homages, homages, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Do something. Yeah. Have Easter eggs or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have Sam Elliott give him exactly. a little wink at the end yes. of the bar or something.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
God.
All right, friends, that's going to do it. We hope you enjoyed this powerful episode of Amazing Pop Culture Podcast. As always, we just ask you to do one thing. Please tell a friend about our podcast. And until next time, you've just enjoyed the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast.